Left open.
Left open.
Case number 12,521, Terra Lot Child Development Center LLC. Seek a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of Long Neck Road, directly across from Lingo Lane. The 911 address is 32564, Long Neck Road, Hillsborough, the zoning district is C1, tax parcel is District 334, map 23, parcel 311.10. The request is to operate a daycare for up to 35 children, and there is no temporary approval time that needs to be placed on, if you should choose.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record.
Yes, Michelle Blackenberger at 36247 Sandy Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you for hearing me. I'm back again. I was here August, and you approved my family-owned daycare special use. I've since found the building. It's standalone. I sent in some pictures that I'm proposing that we allow to operate as a childcare center, which would allow up to 35 children within the square footage. I have ample parking. Again, it is a standalone, so we don't share the building, we don't share the parking. We're not very close to any other business. There's restaurants. There's a car wash, a deli. There's private residences across the way down Lingo Road. But it's pretty ideal for a child care center in this area, and the need is in Sussex County.
Does that complete your presentation?
The one thing I would bring is we are 65 feet from the road, which would be safe. You know, the safety of the children has been the key to the location of the property and where the children will be playing. The building itself has a front door and a side door. The side door would immediately go right into the fenced-in play area. The fenced-in play area is going to be approximately 900 square foot, and it'll have two gates that are self-locking so that the kids cannot get out, but adults and any emergency people could get into. The area for the play area, the kids don't have to walk out into any parking, or they walk right out the door and right into the fenced-in area. The fence will be attached to the building itself. Behind us is the AmVets, but there's probably 35 feet before you even get to their beginning of their parking lot. And their parking lot is probably about 150 feet wide. As you can see, that grassy knoll, that's between us and the beginning of the AmVets. So we are standalone. And we've had the fire marshal in, we've had the electrical inspector in, we've had OCCL's approved our plan. So we're just waiting for the special use and approval from the zoning company.
There's a lot of letters of support for this.
And they were walking in and giving them to us.
Yes. You don't believe that that this will affect any of your neighboring properties?
I don't. I think it'll be an enhancement to them, because you've got the ladies and the gentlemen that are at the restaurants. It's a place for them to be able to bring their children. And our sign has went up, I've gotten 20 calls of children that have seen that we're coming in there and want to be on the waiting list to get in already.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Any questions?
How many employees do you have?
Right now I have 3 full-time employees. If we are approved and we open, it'll automatically go to six, and we're looking at eight by the end of the first year.
Okay. Did that have to be sprinkled? The fire marshal make you sprinkle that building or not?
No.
No?
No, just hardwired.
Hardwired, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have the hardwired smoke and fire detectors.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one location now? What was that building?
It was Bay Bridal. It was a bridal shop. And before that, it was almost like a clothing shop. And before that, it was an ice cream shop.
That's what I was...
Yeah. And before that, it was a pizza shop. Depends on how old we are. But I've done all the research back to make sure that there weren't chemicals or anything that would be in danger to, you know, to the children.
I can usually find a restaurant.
Yeah.
What would your hours of operation be?
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now, you said a while ago that the people in the, going to the restaurants would appreciate it. I mean, it's not going to be a drop-in,
no.
Drop-off.
It would be the workers.
Right. Okay.
Questions? You had indicated that you'd be serving up to 35 children, and where does that number come from in terms of...
It's 35 square foot per child, mm-hmm. and the building is approximately 1,900 square foot. And it's 75 square foot for outside.
Restrooms in the facility?
Yes, two. And the regulation is one potty for every 10 children. And again, remember that the children are from 6 weeks to 12 years. So under 24 months, the liability is they're not using a potty yet.
The county sewer?
Yes, yeah, all city, yep.
Okay. And then my only other question, and you pointed this out, I mean, Long Neck Road is a busy road.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated there's approximately 65 feet from the front door to Long Neck Road?
Actually, from the front porch, from the, where the parking lot would be to the road. There's a porch on there. I guess the porch is probably about 10 foot wide.
Have you given any consideration to some type of a barrier or fencing, or heaven forbid, child makes a run for it?
Unfortunately, that's something that, you know, we have to take care of. The children will never be leaving the front door. The parents have to come in, sign them out, and then walk them to their cars. They will never be outside. As a matter of fact, the front doors will always be locked. The only way the children can ever leave is with the parent or out into the play area. They will never be able to go out the front door. And that has, the consideration has been there. That was my first thing that I checked, was how far from the road is the front door for the safety of these children.
Thank you. Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
No questions. One question. This is for a, this is not for 5 years. This is for an indefinite period.
That's correct.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one on the line at this time that wants to make comments.
Thank you.
No further questions?
The only thing I have a concern is like Dr. Carson brought up, is just that is such a busy road. There's just a lot going on there. And that's my concern. I'm just making a statement.
The way that we have things set up for the parents to pick up and drop off, first off, their pickup or drop off time in the morning, the road is not quite so busy.
Sure.
In the afternoon, yes. But the way we have it set up is that no child will ever be outside that door without their parent. Their parent literally has to come in, they're putting their coats on inside, they're getting their belongings inside, and then they're walking straight out the front door, and then the cars are parked. Here's the front door, and the cars are parked right here.
So how many cars you get in your parking lot?
How many cars do I think I can get in the parking lot, or?
I mean, they got to back out again, right?
Right, but there's normally about, right now, and I have 9 kids at my home daycare.
Okay.
And I normally have 2 to 3 parents at a time.
Okay, so only 2 to 3 cars at a time.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they come staggered.
Okay.
So it's not going to be all in and all out. Yeah, they do come in staggered. And I'm very astute to paying attention to, even at the house I am. That's one of the reasons we thought this building was perfect, because of how far off the road it really is.
And this will let you get the daycare out of your house too, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Any other questions, comments? No further questions. I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12521 for Carolot Child Development Center for the requested special use exception. I believe that it will not substantially affect or adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings. No, second.
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. Foreman. Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reason.
And aye too. So with a vote of 5-0, the case number 12521 has been approved.
Thank you guys very much. I'll try not to come back for another few years.